to what your leader said about you?
Well, good evening.
Well, good evening.
Nigel Farage made a fair point, and there's one correction in there. I emailed Nigel Farage Monday evening and said I was resigning because I want Britain out of the European Union. UKIP's the only party that's got that platform, and all this attack on the party. I had to fall on my sword to save the party's honour.
Well, you kind of had to fall on your sword because of the things that you'd said in that tape, didn't you?
Well, hold on. It's the term of phrase. Right? It's how a word is used. Now, where I come from, people don't speak with a plum in their mouth. They tell it as it is, and it's not offensive. Now, that's the trouble, I think, of this country. We've all got to be allies to do it. Was if you come from a council estate.
But you know,
Excuse me, hold on. I've been handed all week, and I think it's time.
Okay, go ahead.
I had a chance to put my side of the coin over, if that mind, please. Right, and I'll tell you what, I've been called by my constituents, and they're going, well, what's this all about? And in Basel, we've got a daily paper, and people have been on the phone to me, emailing me, and I don't know what they're on about. They know me, they know I'm not prejudiced towards any group. And this is the problem. We all look down on people if they come from the streets. That's the problem in this country.
Do you not think, though, that if you know that you're going to be a parliamentary candidate, one of the things that you have to recognise is that you have to watch what you say a little bit? And I know that a lot of UKIP people say, well, that's how all the other parties operate. We're different to that. But there are some things that even a UKIP candidate can't get away with saying, aren't there?
Well, not in this politically correct age. No, I'm not politically correct. I'm not extreme to anyone, but I'm not politically correct. And that's what, I've protected UKIP by resigning my membership. I'm carrying on as an independent councillor because I've had my constituents contact me. Whatever you do, don't go, Kerry. We like you. You tell it as it is.
Have you had anyone say to you over the past few days, well, yeah, you did have to resign because what you said was unacceptable?
No, not at all. It was Sunday night, do you want to resign as the parliamentary candidate? That's what I offered. It's Saturday night when the Daily Mail phoned me up when I was just about to come home from shopping. And I resigned as a parliamentary candidate Sunday night because, look, we're in this PC age, and if you stand for a political party, you're going to get ripped to pieces.
But,
have working class people got to do the Eliza Doolittle treatment if they want to run for a political party at Westminster? You know, we're trying to make the House of Commons look like this country. And if you're working class, you've got leprosy. You've got to put a plum in your mouth, become something you are not. And I'll tell you something, if it's a case of me ditching my roots to go to Westminster or being who I am, I will always be who I am. And I'm proud that I'm a Cockney.
You see, Kerry, I come from Essex as well. Admittedly, a slightly different part of Essex.
Which part of Essex do you come from?
I come from Saffron Walden. And,
well, I have to say, it's a big difference between that and Dagenham.
Well, maybe there is, but I think there is a difference between political correctness and outright offensiveness. And when you use words like pufters to describe gay people, you use a peasant hunt to describe, well, I don't know what you were talking about there. And you call someone a chinky bird. Can you not understand that some people will find that very offensive?
Well, when you get up in a council meeting and talk about keeping council tax low, some people find that very offensive. I mean, at the end of the day, I've got a mandate to do my job and tell it as it is. My constituents know me very well, right? And at the end of the day, it's horses for courses. If people don't like me, don't get rid of me next time I stand to the locals, and that'll probably be as an independent.
I have spent thousands of hours canvassing on council estates in Essex, in Norfolk, and I think a lot of people on council estates wouldn't like you using those pejorative terms about different groups of people.
Well, with respect, you've got a lovely accent. Sounds like you've got far better education than
I went to a comprehensive school in Saffron Walden. I haven't had private education.
Right, well, I'll tell you what, that would be like Oxford compared to where I was.
I don't deny that. I went to a good school. I don't think that actually really has any bearing on this. I don't think it matters.
There is a big difference. Where I went to school, the council at the time's attitude was the boys, when they leave school, they'll either get a job on a building site or folds. Right. I had some great teachers, but the education system where I was wasn't all that good. No, I ain't making an excuse. Look, that's who I am. Right. Working class to the roots, and I ain't changing. If people don't like it, tough.
Do you think Nigel Farage is having to play to the media's tune on this? Do you think he really thinks actually what you said was perfectly okay and he wishes you hadn't gone?
Well, I think, look, Nigel Farage has got to protect UKIP. Well, I sent him an email Monday night and it was dated for 9 a.m. Tuesday morning and he said, thank you for your resignation. He was quite polite and friendly about it, but at the end of the day, he's the leader and he does what he thinks is best. I'm not going to change who I am and he's not going to change his direction.
Do you think he minds about this kind of terminology or he's just having to sort of say that this is not acceptable?
Well, I think Nigel Farage would rather talk about the issues at hand than the media going around having a witch hunt.
Do you think you're a victim of a media witch hunt? Because I would say that you're probably the architect of your own downfall with the things that you said in that conversation.
OK, let's get one thing crystal clear. Everyone has the right to a private conversation on the telephone. How would you like it?
Who was the conversation with?
It was an employee of Tim Acre MEP.
Right. Who is the local UKIP MEP?
Yeah, and this was nearly, March 2012, February 2012, that conversation. The point is, that was a private conversation between two people, and unfortunately, I spoke to someone who's a snake in the grass. Everybody's never heard what this person has said. Right? You've only heard one side of the conversation. And I think your listeners can put two and two together.
So you were stitched up?
You might say that. I could say something a bit more un-PC, but that'd get me into more at war, wouldn't it?
You see, one of the... I was watching the Andrew Neil programme, the Sunday Politics on Sunday, and Patrick O'Flynn, the UKIP MEP, was on there defending you, and he was saying, well, he was on sedatives at the time, and I must admit, I sat there shaking my head thinking, sorry, sort of being on sedatives does not make you use these words. I mean, it was a bit of a weak defence.
Well, at the time, I've still got it, two slip discs, I can't afford to go booper, right? I've got two slip discs at the time being prescribed Cocodamol and Diclofenac, right? And it was a bit of a painful day, and Cocodamol is morphine-based, right? So if anyone, so any of your listeners listening, it's an opiate, yeah, that's it, that's the proper word, it's an opiate, yeah? So it makes people high as a kite, you know, look. I'm not saying that was... I've never said that was...
What, you were high as a kite when you said these things? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, saying weren't high as a kite, but saying it, some people say it makes you high as a kite. It's an opiate. Right?
So you are blaming the painkillers?
Well, no, it's a mixture of things. You look, when you have a private phone call, tough day, you do and say things you later regret the following morning. How many of us say, they're going to send an email late night and they go, no, I'll send that in the morning. Have you done that yourself?
I absolutely have many times.
Oh, well, aren't you glad?
In fact, I did it once today and I never sent it.
Well, yeah, but aren't you glad? So, late night, we all make mistakes. Look, that's the best time to make mistakes, isn't it? What's done is done.
Would you use... I mean, I'm not asking you to use these words on air, but, I mean, are these words sort of words that you would use in everyday conversation or even worse words?
No. Far from it. It's a tough old day. And it's done. What's done is done.
Well, you wanted to have your say, Kerry. You've had it. I mean, I'm going to give you the opportunity now. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell us about these circumstances and the fact that you are now no longer a UKIP candidate? I mean, you clearly felt very strongly that you wanted UKIP to win. Do you think you've done them a lot of damage?
Well, no, the person who leaked this tape, the person who recorded this tape, have done unforgivable acts. And I tell you, if I was the head of the EU Commission, I'd be sending those two individuals a nice case of scotch for Christmas. Right? Because Nigel hasn't this week been on the TV talking about getting people out of the EU. What we've seen is a witch hunt against working class people. That's what we've seen this week.
How is it a witch hunt against the working class?
Look, we don't speak politically correct and we don't use trendy, modernistic language. I'm politically incorrect. End of. And Peter, you know, this modern sort of North London age we're living in, where we've all got to be basic.
I think there really is a difference between being politically correct or politically incorrect and actually being downright offensive. And I know there is no law that says you can't be offensive in this country, but if you're a parliamentary candidate or have aspirations for political office, you have to know that that sort of thing is going to land you in trouble. It doesn't matter whether you're working class, aristocracy or whatever. You're not going to get away with it. That's the reality of life.
Well, let me give you a local example pertaining to Basildon, right? Is the traveller issue, yeah? Everybody, when they're officially about, I call them travellers, right? But the Irish ones, so many words for them. As soon as you mention it on the doorstep, say, what do you make of the council building a new traveller site? And then people just let rip, and they use all sorts of words that make me look like an angel.
Yeah, but as an aspiring politician, you're supposed to be a leader. You lead people into better ways, do you not?
What leading people to political correctness?
I'm not saying political correctness, maybe just more politeness.
Listen, you make of it as you want, I make of it as I want. I listen to the people I represent, and I don't listen, at the end of the day, to people who've got their own views in other parts of the country. It's democracy. And I think I'm standing by my people.
What do you make of this tweet I've just had from Mark, who says this bloke is stuck in the 1950s in every single sense?
Marco, sorry.
It's Mark Lambert on Twitter. I've no idea who he is.
I don't know that man. Well, good for him. That's his views. Do you see me taking offence now?
Well, I wasn't asking if you were taking offence, but do you think he's got a point that maybe you are stuck in a bygone age?
Well, that's his views. At the end of the day, my views are my views, and his views are his views. That's a democracy. Why have we all got to sort of be like the best kid in the class and go, oh, look how shiny my shoes are, look how straight my tie are? Why can't people be what they are?
Well, because as an aspirant political leader, you end up in the situation that you've ended up in, Kerry. That's why.
Yeah, but you look at the House of Commons, it's packed full of people who smile, use all PC phrases and rob and thieve off the taxpayer. Look at the state this country's in because we've got these people more worried about what they call this and what they call that. And look at the state of the country. Right? Look at the people suffering.
But because of your words, you are now no longer in a position to do anything about that.
Well, never say never. Never say never.
What does that mean?
Well, it's coming up to Christmas. I'm going to have a long think. Party politics isn't my bag. Right? I wish Nigel Farage every success because he's trying to do a difficult job in difficult times. And I wish, like I say, wish him every success. Because I think if he gets himself into Westminster with a whole crowd load of UKIP MPs, he's going to do a good job.
Do you have a future in UKIP?
I've resigned from UKIP.
No, I know, but people can always come back. Would you like to go back?
I've got no problem with Nigel, virtually 99% of people in UKIP, but there's a couple of people in UKIP. I'd rather jump in a bar full of battery acid and snakes before I'd ever rejoin UKIP. So,
well, Kerry, I hope you think we've given you a fair hearing. We're very grateful to you for coming on. Thank you very much indeed. That's Kerry Smith.